WIRX.
Well, good morning. 6:43, Brock Hunter.
Yeah, down here lifting weights.
Your morning macho man. Are you getting your sweat on?
Yeah. Damn right. I'm working on them bones, man. I'll tell you what, they're getting big.
You're the strongest bones ever.
Lots of milk and lots of working out.
Check out these sweet muscles right here. Right there.
Hey, you know what's funny? The other day. Yeah. this sucks for me, kind of, but hit a drive the other day. Rip one out there. Okay, I gotta say, I ripped one out there. And one guy in the group goes, "Man, you really put some muscle into that." And the two other guys started laughing. I look over at the two other guys. I'm like, "What?" Like, you put some muscle in. I'm like, "Shut up! I know. I'm bony. I'm skinny. But you know what? You hit it past my ball."
You're wiry. You're wiry is what you are. That's right.
Really put some muscle into that one. Two guys left. You know what? F you, man.
Yeah.
I'm skinny, man.
I'm skinny.
I need belts.
I can't help it. I can't help it. No, you're wiry. I wouldn't say you're skinny. You're wiry.
Hey, you know what? Different. Will Zalatoris. Yeah. I love it. You know why? 6'3", 175. That's what I am. What's he doing? He's out there winning championships. That's what he's doing. Thank you, Will.
Thank you,
Caddy from Happy Gilmore.
Thanks, man. Poor malnourished golfer out there.
Be just like you.
Someone give him a sandwich. He'll be all right. He'll be all right.
I get it. I look like the caddy from Happy Gilmore.
Mr. Gilmore, I'm your caddy. Oh,
call me Squeaks. That's fine.
I love it.
But you know what? I'm out there playing golf.
Well, hey, you really put some muscle into that break there, so I'm proud of you, buddy.
Don't laugh.
I'm proud of you. All right, it's 6:45. Let's get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Lanning and his crew going to get you taken care of and back on the road quickly and safely. And also, too, been a part of the Screaming Yellow Summer. We're going to be hanging out with them at the end of the week. More details on that to come for the Screaming Yellow Summer. But go see them. AIR, Advanced Import Repair. They got you, man. They got you. Well, Eric Clapton plays on Ozzy Osbourne's new album, Patient Number 9, but it took a little doing on Ozzy's part. In an interview with Classic Rock magazine, Ozzy says he took exception to the line, "One of those days that I don't believe in Jesus," in the song he plays on, "One of These Days." I am an Antichrist song, says Ozzy. It's about those days where everything goes bleeping wrong and you're going nuts trying to fix everything up. When Clapton first heard it, Ozzy said, he said, "Oh, I'm not sure about that lyric." So we tried to replace it with some alternatives. We did "One of Those Days Where I Don't Believe in Christmas," but it didn't sound right. Losing faith in Jesus makes much more sense in the
awkward
world.
Conversation.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Ozzy adds that the lyric will, quote, "cause crap," but it's not clear if he means with Clapton or those who believe in Jesus. Patient Number 9 would also feature contributions from Jeff Beck, Tony Iommi, Pearl Jam, Zakk Wylde, and others will be out on September 9th. I mean, it's Ozzy. You got to understand he's going to have some darker tones to it.
Ozzy, yeah. You know, everything. I love everything about it. Mm-hmm. It's everything. Hey, real quick, though.
Yeah.
There's a line. This line right here. what can we do? Can we do something about that one? Or?
Yeah.
No. I can just hear him.
Yeah.
No.
Sharon!
You know?
Even for Eric Clapton. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. Clapton, he stayed on his own. But to tell the Prince of Frickin' Darkness that he's like, "I'm not sure about this lyric, Ozzy." You know what? You just sing the lyrics that Ozzy has, and you shut up, all right? Mm. You shut up about it, Eric Clapton.
I'm going to take this conversation to the left here a little bit. I'm going to ask you something.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about this because Ozzy's still doing stuff, and there's going to be a point soon. I hate saying that, but he's going to be gone.
Yeah.
This AI voice stuff, are we never, ever going to, like, lose a singer anymore?
That's actually a good question because what AI does
it's so good now.
Yeah. Well, and it learns. It learns from.
And it learns.
It develops patterns. And
so think about that with, you know, stars that are still alive right now. We could potentially have these people forever.
Yeah.
like not in the flesh and blood, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Well, like, so you're saying like we could still get new music from them even after they're gone because AI could produce a sound
that's exactly the same.
That's exactly the same.
It's weird to think about.
It's not out of the question, you know, when you think about like how AI learns. Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, new invention. We'll have new Metallica songs forever now.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't know if that's a good thing.
I mean, if you're just AI, and you know what AI could do? Just crank them out.
Yeah. Well, did you hear, Kiki was telling me about this, the first AI rapper was signed to a record deal?
It's insane. That's not a real human being. Wow.
FN Mika, Capitol Records signed FN Mika, calling him the world's first AR, augmented reality artist, to sign with a major record.
Huh.
So he's a virtual rapper.
Wow.
Dude, that's weird.
It's weird. It's weird to think about.
Yeah.
I saw a video the other day. This is kind of off topic a little bit, but AI taking a drone through a course to its like ultimate capabilities. You can't even see this thing. Just going around the course. I'm like, ugh. Guys, we're done. This is it.
Yeah.
We're living in it. Enjoy it now. Enjoy it now.
Yep. It's weird.
Potentially can be great, but potentially could be very bad.
Dude, this robot rapper has over 10 million followers on TikTok.
Good. It's probably good.
I'm going to have to listen to it. His debut single, Florida Water, was released this week. Florida Water is the name of the song.
Florida Water. What's that?
I definitely got to check this out. A robot rapper singing about Florida water.
Like, what do you do for concerts? Are there concerts?
I mean, it's just all on a TV.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's weird. It's a weird world we're living in at this point.
Man.
All right. Well, there you go. Clapton not happy with Ozzy, and there's robot rappers out there. Robot rappers. What the hell? That's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Let's go back to 1975. Queen started recording the smash hit, the now smash hit, Bohemian Rhapsody at Rockfield Studios in Wales.
Imagine being there at that time.
It's such a production. And what's crazy is that a lot of producers, record companies, they're like, this song's 6 minutes long. We're never going to play it. It's too long of a song. They didn't understand it.
Trust me on this one.
Yeah.
It's going to be a huge hit.
Really, actually, believe it or not, Queen was kind of, I wouldn't say forgotten, but, you know, not at the popularity. Freddie had passed on. The band wasn't together doing stuff. But then Wayne's World had the now classic Bohemian Rhapsody scene, gave a huge spike to the band, and the song got back on the charts because of that.
What movies and TV shows can do for music.
Yep, yep. I think there was a couple other songs up for, you know, contention for that scene, and then they ended up just going with Bohemian Rhapsody, and it just worked out. So if you're going to spew in this. All right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.